In life, there are wounds that, like termites, slowly bore into and eat away at the isolated soul. You can't tell anyone about these pains. People think of them as strange and unnatural, and if you try to talk or write about them, they fall back on their same worn beliefs and dismiss them with a mocking smile. That's because man has not yet found any solution, any drug that can cure them. The only cure can be found in the amnesia brought on by wine and the artificial sleep of opium. But alas, these remedies are short-lived, and instead of relief, after a short time, they only add to the pain. One day, will someone be able to discover the secret to these supernatural events? When the shadow of the soul languishes in the purgatory between sleep and wakefulness. I will only describe one of these events that happened to me and shook me so violently I will never forget it. It has poisoned my life, and I will carry its cursed mark on me to the end of my days. Did I say poisoned? I meant to say it is a grief from which I have always suffered and always will. I will try to write down everything I remember from the chain of events. Maybe I will be able to make sense of them and actually believe them myself. It makes no difference to me if others believe me or not. The only thing that scares me is that I will die tomorrow without having known myself. In life, I have encountered a dark abyss that separates me from others. I understand that as much as possible, I must remain extinguished and keep my thoughts to myself. And if I have decided to write them down now, it is only to introduce myself to my shadow, which is hunched over on the wall and swallows everything I write with a voracious appetite. It is for him that I want to conduct an experiment. Maybe we can get to know each other better. Since I've cut off my ties with everyone else, I want to get to know myself better. Hollow thoughts, maybe. But they torture me more than any reality. People out there like me, who apparently have the same needs and desires, are they not here to fool me? Are they not shadows created just to fool and mock me? Is everything I feel, see, judge, not just fiction that has nothing to do with reality? I only write for my own shadow, who sits on the wall against the light. I have to introduce myself to him. In this cruel world, full of poverty and misery, I thought that for the first time a beam of sunlight had broken through to my life. But alas, it wasn't a beam of light. It was only a fleeting ray, a shooting star that appeared to me in the form of a woman or an angel. And in the brightness of that one moment, that one second, I witnessed all the miseries of my life and discovered their grandeur. Then this fleeting apparition disappeared into the black whirlpool into which she was destined to disappear. No, I was not able to keep this fleeting apparition for myself. 3 months! No, it had been 2 months and 4 days since I lost her trail, but the memory of her bewitching eyes, the lethal spark in her eyes, has always stayed with me. How can I forget her? How can I forget someone so attached to my life? No, I will never utter her name, because her slim, ethereal figure, her large, questioning eyes, in whose bright gaze my painful life was slowly melting away, no longer belongs to this base, vicious world. No, her name must not be sullied with the things of this earth. After her, I completely withdrew from the company of others. I completely withdrew from the company of the stupid and the fortunate, and sought shelter in the amnesia of wine and opium. My entire life has passed and passes within the four walls of my room. My entire life has passed within these four walls. I spent my days painting pen case covers. I spent all my time only painting pen case covers and consuming wine and opium. I had chosen the pathetic occupation of painting pen case covers to distract myself, to kill time.